This I just want to share this scripture before I do some music. It says here in John, the 15th chapter. In fact, before we start, I'm going to call my wife up. Honey, come pray.
Heavenly Father, we just praise and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, this privilege to come and glorify you, Father. We pray, Father God, for hearts open to receive of your word, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
I just want to say, before I get started, I'm really excited. Before my pastors, I just say I honor you, and I thank you for the honor that you give me to be able to present this word. This morning, it's funny because Sister Pauline came up to me and said, "Brother Jaime, I was so blessed to see you over there on the ground lying down. I had to because I knew what I was going to do today. I cannot take it lightly. I asked God, you got to cleanse my lips because I don't want to say anything that I shouldn't be saying. I don't. This is too precious. You are too precious to God. His word is too precious. And I don't want to take it lightly." Amen. So here in John, the 15th chapter, the 5th verse, it says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains with me and I with him will bear abundant fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. He who remains with me," that's cool, yeah, "but he has to remain with me. I cannot do nothing. You cannot do nothing. You cannot bear fruit. I cannot bear fruit without him by my side every moment of every day." Amen. Every moment of every day. Let's go to the 7th verse. I'm reading from this Aramaic, however you pronounce it. It says this: "If you remain with me and my words remain with you." I like this because it separates the word from God. Look at that. "If you remain with me and my word remains with you." Isn't that interesting? So in other words, for me, in order for his word to have the power it has in my life, I have to remain in God, spend time fellowshipping with God, remain with me, stay in my presence, pray. We're doing that now, yeah? We're interceding, and we're seeing a big difference, yeah, in our services. We're seeing deliverances coming. Look at that. You remain with me, and my word remains with you. Wow. I thought they both were one, and they are one. But yet Messiah separates it. Remain with me. Lord, what does that mean, remain with you? Gotta fellowship. Yeah. Gotta have that intimate time. Yeah. That personal time of prayer. Praise and worship, yeah? Me and you, Lord, one-on-one, yeah? It's important. It's important in this day, in this hour, to have that time. Time of prayer, intimate fellowship with God. Now we got the word. Now the word is empowered because he's with me. And here's the word, amen? And Holy Spirit backs up the word, amen? Holy Spirit backs up the word. It's important. Amen. So I'm going to go do some worship, and then we'll get into the word. Amen. Thank you.
Check one, check two. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we honor you. We bless your holy name. We bless you, sir. We bless you. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the holy of holies. Take the coals, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me in to the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the holy of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Take me past the outer courts to the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the peace who sing their praise. Lord, I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and there's only found one place. Take me in to the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the holy of holies. Take the coals, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Enter the holy of holies. Enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. Enter to worship I am. I enter to worship you only. Enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. Worship you. Lord, I worship you. Let's do it again. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. For your name is holy. Holy, Lord. I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. Oh.
Check one, check two. We are the blessed, amen? Praise God. Thank you, God. Well, anyway, my message tonight will be watch your mouth. Amen? Watch your mouth. You ever heard your mom tell you that? Watch your mouth. Why? Because you were talking some stuff that you shouldn't be saying. Amen? Amen. Watch your mouth. Also, wash it with soap. Watch your mouth. My mom used to threaten us with chili pepper. Yeah, watch your mouth. Amen? So we got to watch our mouth. Amen? Praise God. So let's go. I've got here Hebrews 11:3. It says, by faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word. Amen? So let's turn to Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis, the first chapter. Believe me, this word I'm speaking tonight, I had to search my heart and check my heart. God, you sure that's for the congregation? I feel like it's more for me than anybody else. Genesis, the first chapter, third verse, and it says, God said, let there be light. Okay? Now we go to the fourth verse, it says, and God saw. Now let's go to the sixth verse. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let's go to the ninth verse. And God said, let the waters that are under the sky be gathered together in one place. The 10th verse, the lower part, after God speaks the word, God said, let the waters that are under the sky be gathered together in one place. And God saw that it was good. Amen. Let's go to 11th verse. And God said, let the earth bring forth vegetation. I don't want to read the whole thing. It'll take up too much time. But I'm trying to get something across. Now you go to the 12th verse. On the lower part, it said, God saw that it was good. So here we see God creating and God seeing what he spoke out come to pass. Amen. Amen. We see God said and God saw. God said, God saw. So what God spoke, guess what? God saw. Amen. We see that going on again. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to separate the day from the night. Now we go down to the 18th verse. Again we see, and God saw that it was good. 20th verse again. God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures. Then we go down to the 21st verse. And again we see, and God saw that it was good. See how powerful, yeah? How God is powerful. He's creating with his words. Amen? God is creating with his words. And God is seeing his word being performed. Amen? He's seeing the word being framed by what he's saying. Amen. 24th verse says, and then God said, again. And then 25th verse on the lower part. I hope I'm not going too fast. Let me know. The lower part on the 25th verse, it says, God saw again that it was good. And then the last one on the 26th verse, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now, of course, he goes through all that, giving him dominion over everything. Then on the 31st verse, the last verse on this chapter, and God saw. Amen? What we're talking about today, watch your mouth. Amen? We've got to watch what we say, yeah? Okay? Like I said, this is just as much something that was convicted in my life. In fact, yesterday, how I got this word was when we pastor, we went out, we go do some go look for plants. And I was really tired, but we went anyway. And the Holy Spirit, after Pastor then went home, Pastor my dad, I went home, the Holy Spirit checked my heart, said, hey, you know, some things you said you shouldn't have said. And it checked me, it convicted me, like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, you know. It wasn't like mean stuff or dirty stuff, but it wasn't things for me to say. So the Holy Spirit checked me and said, no, you need to correct that. And this is how I got this message. Actually, I was going to teach on something else, but God said, no, do this. So I'm disobeying God. Amen. So let's go to Mark 11:23. Anybody got a King James Version? King James. But I read them out loud. 11:23. Mark 11:23, famous scripture, amen, made famous by, yeah. Wow, listen to that. Here we are. Jesus is giving us the authority to create. The authority to create. Amen? And how do we create? By saying, yeah. Believe. Yeah, believe. But there's more saying. There's three times in there saying. What things ever you, yeah? Whatsoever. You see three times in there. Shall I read it again one more time, please? Oh, we're speaking spirits, yeah. We can create with our words and with our mouth. It is our choice, yeah. I put here, words have the power to create, and words have the power to destroy. Words have the power to build up, and words have the power to tear down. Words have the power to bless, and words have the power to curse. Wow, isn't that, yeah. You know, I find myself hardly speaking more. I mean, talking, because, you know, sometimes you don't want to talk because, you know, you're afraid of what you're going to say. Because words have power. I know that for a fact for myself. You know, so I try not to say much. Doesn't matter what people say to us. Yeah? Because we're protected by the blood of the Lamb, right? Right? You and I, we're protected. So it's not what people say to us, it's what we say. What I say matters, yeah? Like, you know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm protected by the blood of the Lamb. So it's not more so this message isn't what people are saying to me. It's more what I am saying, yeah? Or what I'm speaking into my circumstance. It could be anything, truly. It can be, what are you speaking concerning healing for your body? It can be anything in your life. Words are powerful. Words will create. Words do create. Amen? Let's look. Psalm 34:13. Just for the sake of time, I'm going to read it. Keep my tongue from evil, or keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking lies. That's in Psalm 34:13. Proverbs 13:3. He who guards his lips guards his soul, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. Wow. No, thank God for repentance, yeah. You know, sometimes I catch myself saying stuff that I don't mean, and I got to be quick. Man, I catch and say, God, I'm sorry. I repent. Repentance is a good thing. Amen, church? Repentance is a good thing. You find yourself saying things or doing things, hey, get before God. Repentance is the best thing. He didn't put it there for to hurt us. He put it there to protect us, actually. Yeah. Go, God, I'm sorry. I screwed up. Amen. I plead for you. I ask for your mercy. Yeah. So repentance is a good thing. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs. Oh, I can't even read my writing. No wonder I don't need my glasses. Getting used to my glasses. Oh, I can see them now. Okay. Proverbs 21:23. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. Proverbs 21:23. Now let's turn to James 3:1-4. Anybody can read that? That'd be awesome. James, verse 1-4. Don't everybody jump. Verse 1-4. Okay, go, James. Wow, isn't that also a big ship being guided? I mean, being able to be turned by this small rudder. Amen. Words are very powerful. Yeah. Amen. I remember this story about an old story about this guy who went off just speaking lies about this other person. And the rumor got all over the place. And come to find out what that guy said wasn't true. So he went back and repented. But the damage was already done, yeah. And so what the other guy did was he got a pillow, a feather pillow. He broke it up and threw the feathers in the wind and told the guy, go and gather it up now. Yeah. It's almost impossible to do. Gather up once our words leave our mouth. And like I said, I got to watch that for myself too. I'm not, like I said, I'm ministering to myself, me, myself, and I. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Matthew 12:36. Somebody want to read that? Mrs. Haupu. Oh, Pastor, you go read, Pastor? Oh, yeah, Mrs. Burn a hope. I forgot there's another hope in the house. My.
For every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment.
Continue. 37.
For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
Wow. Powerful. Now I have a question. Because the reason why we're speaking or saying what we're saying is because what question is, what am I putting into me? What am I feeding on? What am I watching? Yeah? So what I'm watching or what am I feeding on will obviously bring out, because that's what I'm putting in. It's just like a computer, yeah? You get one computer, yeah? No, computer only going to do what you put into it, yeah? And you can get out of that computer only what you put into it. And guess what? It's the same thing as us. Yeah? Whatever we put inside us could come outside of us. Yeah? Psalm 1. Somebody read Psalm 1 and somebody read, one other person read Psalm, Joshua 1 and 8. So now we know all this other stuff, yeah? Now we got to, it's not good enough to just hear the one part. Now we got to input, yeah? Put back into ourselves, yeah? Someone? Read it, go. Yeah. And he shall be like a tree who brings forth his fruit in seasons, whose leaf does not wither, and whatever he does prospers. Amen. Thank you, Gina. Anybody got Joshua 1:8? No scared. Okay, go. Wow. No, I am learning to make this the center focus. The Word of God, the center focus of my life, yeah? So that whatever I speak will be the Word and Word, speaking the Word. I love what John 12:19 says this. This is Jesus speaking. For I did not speak of myself, John 12:49. For I did not speak of myself, but the Father who sent me, he commanded me what to say and what to speak. Psalm 119:11. Your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119:165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Amen? Is that good? Of course, we know Romans 12, yeah? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, yeah? By the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that good, yeah? An acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? Then let's all turn to Philippians 4 and 8. Philippians 4 and 8. We've got several translations, so it's cool. Who's got that? Philippians 4 and 8. Go, Brother Gary. You get a strong voice. So go for it. Amen. Let me read it from my translation. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is any praise, think on these things. Whew. Isn't that good? You know, I just going to share this little story about something I had to walk through for 20 years, actually. That's how I got the word in me, actually. For 20 years, I've been standing on God's word for healing for my body. 20 years. And it's funny because I would get one affliction here, one affliction there, one, just it's like it just continually moved all over my body for 20 years. But you know, in those 20 years, you know what? The word concerning healing became a strong part of my life. You know, I had the book, Christ the Healer. Oh, I read it about 3 times. I've got Kenneth Hagin's book on healing. Every time this sickness or disease will pop up in my body, put the word in, meditate on the word. I mean, for 20 years I went through that, meditating on the word. You can ask my wife. Meditating on the word, not concentrating, but just bringing the word before God, warring the good warfare of faith, trusting God that God, you said, God, you're not a man that you should lie on, not only the son of man that you should repent. Have you said it and shall you not do it? Have you spoken and shall you not make it good? God is not a man that he should lie. He said his promise, his oath, he will not break. I kept bringing that word before God for 20 years. I would have one affliction here, go to the doctor. Me and my wife would pray, healing, deliverance, and all of a sudden it would move someplace else. You know, there was a 1 year it moved up to my heart, and I ended up in the hospital. And then it moved again. It moved up to my throat. And I had to stand on the word again, just continuously, just standing on the word concerning healing, just standing on God's holy word. Every day, speaking his word, declaring his word. Warring the good warfare when sickness would hit my body, wake up. You can ask my wife, she's my witness. Just start dancing by faith, praising God by faith. Just thanking God, I am the healed, according to this word, 1 Peter 2:24, Psalm 107:20, Psalm 103, Psalm 91. Just speaking his word, speaking the word only. And guess what? Guess what? Every time. No, these afflictions would hit me. The first thing that would happen is death. Death would pop up. It's like, you know, the devil would try to throw that spirit of death. You're going to die. But guess what? According to word, I'm already dead. Amen? We're already dead. Dead to self. Amen? In fact, Hebrews 2:14, it says, he himself likewise, yeah, took part of the same that through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil, yeah? So, I'm not afraid to die. I know where I'm going. So he had nothing against me in that area. And you got to realize that when you're fighting, when you believe in God for your healing, you will go through the valley of the shadow of death. Because all sickness has only one purpose. Steal, kill, and destroy. But we're not under the curse. We're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. So going back to my story, well, like I said, for 20 years, just standing on God's promises, His word. And honestly, I say about maybe 2-3 months ago, around there, I got tired of standing on the promises of God, because I was getting gout attacks, all these different kinds of attack in my physical body. I mean, you ask my wife, two hands swollen, feet swollen. It's like, what's going on, God? What's going on? About February 23rd, our first men's meeting of the year. Well, before I start that part, yeah, I got tired. I got tired of standing on the promises. I'm human, yeah? So I looked at God. God, you said! And I was yelling to the top of my voice. I was honestly pissed off. I stood all these years, your word, standing on your word. But of course, I humbled myself before the Lord, and I went back to trusting Him. But something happened February 23rd in the morning. I was standing on the promises again concerning healing. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, the spirit of death. I heard it clearly. Spirit of death. Isaiah 10:27 says, the anointing, yeah? What happens? The anointing will destroy the yoke, yeah? So all these years I was standing on the promises, standing on the promises. And the anointing in my life started getting stronger and stronger. But I didn't realize that. Yeah? It's just like when you go to the gym. Yeah? You go work out. Yeah? Pump weights. You know, if you look at yourself the first day, you won't see anything. But maybe a year after, yeah? You start seeing. See yourself. Oh, wow, I'm looking better, healthier, getting skinnier. Yeah? Well, the anointing concerning healing, deliverance, bell went on. Boom. Lord said, spirit of death. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of death to leave me now. How did the spirit of death get upon me? Well, I remember as a young man, I wished death upon myself. So the spirit of death entered. In fact, as a young man, I remember we used to sleep in our room. There used to be this dark thing that used to stand beside my bed. And this is not spooky stories. We have dominion. We have authorities. Amen? We have the authority. Now, I believe that door was opened, yeah? So I commanded the spirit of death to leave. And that thing broke over my life. Amen. And guess what? Man, all these symptoms or all these things just left my body. I was like, wow, awesome. I started, wow, I was like, felt light. You know how you feel? Like, wow, praise God, praise God. Amen. Just standing on His promises, trusting God, trust His word, never let go of His word, never speak other than what His word says. Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. It's important. Important for us to watch. Speak the word only over ourselves, over our households, and over our family. Amen. Well, anyway, I hope you were ministered to. That's all I got for you. Amen. God is good. Amen. Okay, sure. Okay. Oh. We're going to do that song again. Our pastor wants us to do this song again. In fact, Pastor Carol was the one that texted this song over to me. Lord, I worship you. Worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy, holy, holy. I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood of Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to worship I am. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy, holy, Lord. For your name is holy, holy, Lord. For your name is holy. For your name is holy,
so holy, Lord.
For your name is holy.
For your name is holy,
so holy, Lord.
I enter the holy of holies.
I enter through the blood of the Lamb.
I enter to worship you only. I enter to worship I am.
Lord, I worship you. I worship you.
Lord, I worship you.
Lord, I worship you. I worship. Holy, Lord.
for your name is holy, so holy.
The weight of your glory.